Hey, Mama. So there's this belief that podcasts aren't good for increasing your visibility, aka getting new eyes on your business. And honestly, that couldn't be further from the truth. So many moms in business are sleeping on podcasting and podcast guesting for visibility. Both can be great ways to get new of the right people into your world, but the key is to be strategic with how you approach it. In this episode, I'm breaking down how to use your own podcast and podcast guesting, and that's for my mamas who don't want to start their own podcast, but how to leverage this platform to get seen without showing up on social media every single day. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, mama. Welcome to Marketing Without Socials for Moms, the go-to podcast for moms in business who want to stop relying on social media to build their business and build it in a way that fits their current season of life. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, a wife, mama of two, and visibility strategist for moms. Each week, I'm giving you the inside scoop on how to increase your visibility, leads, and sales through podcasting, email marketing, and collaborations. Ready to truly make social media optional in your business? Grab your chai tea latte and let's dive into today's episode. Okay, podcast discoverability isn't dead. People discover new podcasts regularly. The key to ensuring new of the right people are finding your podcast is creating awareness stage content for your podcast. Now, I talk about this back in episode 230, so I'm not breaking it down right now. Go check out that episode if you haven't already. But you want to create awareness stage content for your podcast, and you want to make sure you're incorporating the right keywords that your ideal clients are searching related to your expertise. Now, when it comes to guesting on podcasts, it's guaranteed visibility, right? Because you're getting in front of new audiences that have been established by the podcast host. Now, the key to seeing success with your visibility through podcast guesting is to ensure you are getting on podcasts that put you in front of the right audiences. Not every podcast guesting opportunity is a good opportunity. If it doesn't align with your goals, if it's not actually getting you in front of your ideal client, then it's a waste of your time. So you can leverage podcasting in these two ways to increase your visibility. Inside of the Social Media Detox Club, I actually teach you how to leverage both podcasting and podcast guesting as a visibility tool. Myself and my clients have seen great results when we actually use these platforms as ways to get more visible. Not only do we attract new of the right people into our world, but also we see those conversions. We are attracting those people who are actually ready to invest, who actually need what we have to offer. So let's start with talking about podcasting as a visibility tool. Now, the goal of visibility is getting new eyes on your content and your business. One of the main ways to leverage your podcast for visibility is prioritizing SEO. Now, I know sometimes when people hear SEO, they're like, oh my gosh, it's this complicated thing. It's so hard. No, it is not. It gets to be simple. But you have to think like your potential buyers. And so people are actively searching Google, actively searching the podcast listening apps for solutions to their problems. They are searching specific topics, specific questions, and specific phrases. And so SEO needs to be a top priority when you host your own podcast. You should be doing keyword research for every single episode. Now, inside of the Social Media Detox Club, I have a training that walks you through how to do keyword research and where you should be incorporating those keywords for every episode. In addition to doing keyword research, your show notes need to be on your website. So for every podcast episode, there should be show notes posted as a blog post, essentially. Now, this isn't a full blog post, but just a short overview of the episode and other relevant information from the episode. This ensures that when people are searching Google, they are finding your podcast content. Now, outside of SEO, you actually need to talk about your podcast. This is all part of visibility. So anytime you speak at an event, guest on a podcast, participate in a networking event, introduce yourself as you know, the host of such and such podcast and share a quick blurb about your podcast. I don't care if you're even doing like a email swap or if you're, you know, doing a guest blog post. You need to let people know that you have a podcast. This is another way to get new eyes on your podcast and new people into your world. You have to tell people, you know, that you have this podcast and who it's for. You know, when people join your email list, have a blurb about your podcast in the sequence and drive them to specific pieces of podcast content, you know, as it relates to how they joined your email list. These are all missed opportunities for getting new eyes onto your podcast. And again, I don't view this as nurturing your current audience because these are all new people. These are all cold leads. And so even with the whole welcome sequence idea, these are still new people. I see it as a way for you to get more visible in front of these new people and really capture their attention and build that deeper connection so that way you can start warming them up, so you can start nurturing them and everything. And then the last way to leverage your podcast for visibility is through having people share about your podcast with others. When you create good podcast content and you build up a community around your podcast, you will have people naturally sharing about your podcast with others because they enjoy your podcast content and they want others to experience that too. When your podcast becomes known for a specific topic or a specific niche, people will share about your podcast. I have had clients share about my podcast with their clients, which has resulted in me signing four-figure clients directly from my podcast or having people join my membership directly from my podcast because my client drove them to my podcast. I've also had people share about my podcast and specific episodes, you know, answering people's questions that they posted on threads or even posted in Facebook groups because I've really built up this community around this podcast. People know, hey, if you're a mom in business who really wants to stop relying on social media, who wants to lean into more non-social media marketing platforms, who really wants to build a marketing strategy that makes sense for your current season of life, that's made for real life, that will continue to work for you, whether or not you're posting online, Andrea's podcast is for you. Like, I've built this up around it. And so it makes it easy for people to share about it. So I get tagged in the post or somebody will share a direct link to my podcast anytime they see something like on Threads or Facebook. But I had to build that up. I had to really create the type of content that I knew my ideal people needed. So there are some things that you have to do on your end in order to really build this community around your podcast. Okay, now let's switch to podcast guesting. So podcast guesting as a visibility tool is slightly different. While you are getting in front of already established audiences, you don't really have much control over whether or not the podcast host is prioritizing SEO or what strategies they're actually using to grow their audience. And the reality is, too, is that they can tell you that this is who their audience is, but you don't know if they actually know. Like, and I'm speaking to this as someone who has supported people with creating a strategy for their podcast and as someone who's audited different people's podcasts. People don't always know. They make assumptions or they base it off of maybe a few conversations they've had with podcast listeners. But they always don't know. They always don't even know, you know, what analytics they should be checking for to actually see how their podcast is growing. So I just wanted to put that out there, like kind of frame it that way. And this isn't to discourage you from guesting on podcasts. It's just you need to go into podcast guesting with this in mind. Now, this isn't to say that everyone is like that, because there are people who they do know. They keep track of these things. They actually know who is in their podcast audience and different things like that. But despite those factors, you can still benefit greatly from podcast guesting as a visibility tool. The key, though, is not letting your guest interviews die after they are published. Now, I'm going to be real. I haven't started doing this because it's not really a priority for me, but these are things that you can do, especially if you are leaning more into podcast guesting than, say, maybe having your own long-form content. You can actually start stretching that content you create from these podcast guesting opportunities for your benefit and for getting more eyes on your business. So this can look like making a Spotify playlist in which you add each of the interviews that you've recorded to the playlist. Now, this is something you can share in your other content or in your welcome sequence or even having housed on your website. So maybe you don't have your own podcast. Well, you can have a page on your website dedicated to your podcast guesting opportunities and creating content around those different interviews you've done, because you're creating content. Like, even though it's technically not your platform, you're sharing that platform, you're borrowing that platform essentially, it's still really good content you're creating. The other thing you can do is repurpose each interview into a blog post. And with this, you can do it two ways. You can do a full-on blog post if that is within your capacity, or you can focus more so on like highlighting the main points you discussed in that episode and linking to where they can go listen to the full episode, or even embedding the media player. I think you can pull like the media player from Spotify or something like that. But this will allow you to leverage SEO to attract new people to your website and get them binging your interviews. So this is allowing you to essentially leverage SEO in your business in a different way. And so, again, if you're someone who is doing a lot of podcast guesting and you haven't really been, you know, doing your own long form content, you don't have your own podcast, or maybe you don't consistently blog, take those interviews that you've done and repurpose them for blog posts and leverage it that way. That will really help with boosting your visibility in a low lift way, in the sense of you create it once and it's going to continue to bring leads into your world. Now, yes, periodically, maybe like once a year or twice a year, you want to go back and check to see how it's performing and, you know, making any necessarily updates. Maybe there's a better keyword you can be using and stuff like that. But it's low lift in the sense of you're not having to create more and more new content on a daily basis. Like, you create this big piece of content and you can leverage SEO in the sense of, you know, driving traffic to your website, getting those people who they really need what you have to offer, and they're able to discover you through searching Google, searching the podcast listening apps and different things like that. Okay, so inside of the Social Media Detox Club, this is the exact thing I support you with. I support you with building a visibility strategy that doesn't rely on social media. Whether you want to start attracting dream clients from your podcast or podcast guesting, the membership has everything you need to get started. Join the club today for just $67 per month. Join at mamaturnmompreneur.com/membership. This is linked below in the episode description and in the show notes. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode. Hey, Mama. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. I would love to keep the conversation going. So head to mamaturnmompreneur.com/marketingwithoutsocials to join my email community. I share even more tips and strategies for building a business that doesn't rely on social media and one that fits your current season of life, as well as more behind the scenes of mom and business life. All right, Mama, that's it for today, but I'll catch up with you again next week.